Good morning. Welcome to church. Look, for those of you that are visitors this morning and you've come to church expecting a really traditional sort of church service, I apologise in advance, and I'll be out in the car park later and you can throw things at me. Basically, in the month of January or during the school holidays, what we're doing is we don't have our children's program running. So we're trying to do services that are a little bit more friendly to them. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm sorry if you get nothing out of it, and I hope that you do get something out of it. But what I really need, basically, is if the kids want to come, I need all the kids up the front. There's some chairs here if you'd prefer to sit. There's all sorts of things going on. And if I could get a couple of people to give me a hand bringing these out. So just have a sit. We need some room here, so kind of sit a little bit back. There's some texters on one of them. Just be careful of those ones. All right. Now, when I prepared this morning, I had great plans of getting these amazing drawing, I don't even know how you pronounce it, easels. But when I looked at them, they were very expensive. So, no, they can be spread out a little bit. Spread out is fine. But all facing the front. But before we start, I'm just going to pray real quick. Is that okay? Can we pray? All right. Dear God, thank you for being a great God. Lord, thank you for being here this morning with us. I would pray that you would speak to each of us. Lord, and I also pray for me, Lord, that you would make my inadequate words adequate in your sight, God. Be here. Be with us. Come. Amen. Okay. Basically what I need four volunteers that consider themselves to be exceptional drawers. Now, don't put up your hand if you think, oh, when I draw things, you know, I try to draw a fire truck and it looks more like a flower. Pete's an exceptional drawer. Pete, you can come up. Take a texter. Don't start drawing yet. Pick a piece of paper. Is there any other exceptional? Oh, all right. You can have a texter. Anyone else? Okay. You can have one. Well, I thought I had seven, and it seems like I only have six. That surprises me. Maybe one of them went underneath. Did it go underneath there? You guys are great. Is it under here? Oh, there it is. Can you try and get it out for me? All right, I need one more person who's a really good drawer. You're a good drawer. Are you sure? Okay, you can come. All right. All right, now, I want three adults. Now, when I was praying very deeply about this last night, and God said to me, Ben, pick the three most humble people in the church. So can I have the three most humble adults? Ronnie's humble. Okay, Ronnie, come on. I've always said that about Ronnie. Then I thought we'd take the wisest person in the church. Now, this was a bit of a challenge, because I knew Ronnie would be both of them. And I figured the person that had taught me more about God, don't start drawing yet, but that's okay. The person that's taught me more about God than anyone is my dad. So, Dad, you can have a texter. And really, it wouldn't be the same unless we had, I know he's still on holidays, so we're going to use him anyway. Our pastor, if I can see him, is going to come up the front and is going to take a texter. And he's going to snarl at me the whole way, but that's okay. You can't. That's really what we're hoping for. Come up the front. Okay. So pick up. There's really not many to pick. You've got to pick the ones that are left. Right. Now, this is your challenge, okay? I'm going to tell you what to draw, and you have to draw it. Okay, I'm going to pick a nice, easy one, and you've got 5 minutes. So make sure you make it good. You've got 5 minutes to draw, okay? And the best one, I'd love to say you're going to win it. You're going to win a speaker. Okay, you're going to take a speaker home for the best one. All right, what I want you to do in 5 minutes is to draw God for me. Okay, ready, set, go. Draw God. Okay, if I could get Andrea up the front. Where's Andrea? Andrea? Now, what I also want to do while they're drawing God... I've got 5 minutes here. You're done, he's invisible, okay. All right. Now, what I also want to know is I need some hands and I need some words to describe God for me. Just give me words that tell us about God. Can anyone think of a word that describes what God's like? Yeah, Sam?
Do you know God, the angels give you some of this wiring to keep you asleep?
Okay, I think God gives angels wire things to put you to sleep. Is that right? Yeah, okay. Are there any others? Can anyone else think of any words to describe God? You can think of one?
He's forgotten it.
You've forgotten? Are there any others? All right, can some adults think of any to try and get the kids going? Indescribable, good one. Light and love. Our Father. Just get down the ones you can, Andrea. Majestic. All right. Can any of the kids think of one? You've got one?
Oh, I definitely go to sleep late. Me too, sleep in my bed all night.
There you go, Andrea. Good one. Anyone else? Any others? Have you got one, Geordie?
I have Jesus to give him a word. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. Good. Any others, Nathan? Extraordinary. Top word. Any others from any adults? You've got about 2 minutes left to draw God. Oh, wow. Nice. Any others? Can anyone else think of any? Oh, you've got one.
Jeez.
No. Any others? Anyone else? You can think of one.
He made the earth.
He made the earth. Good one. Yeah.
He made the clouds.
Made the clouds. He makes things. Kim? Unconditional. Good word. Anyone else? You've got one. Another one?
He made the sky.
He made the sky. Any others? Are there any from over here? We've got 2 more minutes. What was that one?
Love, peace, and joy.
Love, peace, and joy. Or love, peace, and noy. Any others? Watto, have you got any, mate?
Awesome.
Awesome. Any others? Mum?
Forgiving.
Forgiving? You can tell the people that love the microphone. What about you, Wayne? You could think of a good word. Wonderful. Juddy? All-knowing. Zoe? Big. That's one you guys should have thought of. Do you reckon God's hairy? No, he's not hairy. Does he have a beard?
No.
Eternal living. He gives us eternal life. That is a top one. Well done. All right, you've got 30 seconds. Okay, I think most people are finished. I need 2 more words. Kim, omnipotent, powerful. Top word. Powerful. 10, 9. It's going like Ready, Steady, Cook. Have you seen that show? Probably not. 8, 7, 6, 5. As soon as I say stop, you must stop drawing. You've got to take your pen away. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop drawing! Stop drawing! Okay, stand beside your artwork. Ronnie, tell me about your picture. Where's God?
He's a bit shy, so he's just...
God is shy.
Yep.
Should we put God is shy on the board? Yeah, okay.
So he's standing behind the gate, so you can't really see him. But this is his house. So
when I said draw God, you thought I said draw God's house? Interesting. Oh. You tell me about your picture.
This is God, and there's the sun, and there's all the clouds.
Fantastic. That's a good picture. And are these freckles? Yeah, we got freckles. You're getting claps. What about you?
That's the sun. I did some birds.
Some birds?
And
this one kind of looks like McDonald's. Is that McDonald's? No.
No.
No. Okay. No. Good one. Okay, so God, sun. Now, I reckon this is a good picture. What's going on here? Can you tell me about... Good clapping. Sorry?
That's God.
That's God in the middle? Is that his nose?
Yeah.
What's this hit round here? Is this God?
That one doesn't have a nose.
That's his nose?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Another round of applause. Jeff, could you tell me about your picture?
I could. This is some of my best work. In fact, it is my best work. And that is that God is invisible. And why that's important is because even though we can't see him, we know he's there.
Did you find you've stopped? Oh, no, that's a good point. Well done. I won't make fun of that point. Okay, Pete.
There's symbols of God.
Symbols of God. This is quite good. I didn't expect this, Pete. Well done. Tell me what's going on.
He's the king.
Yep.
He's love. He's peace. He's joy. And he's Lord of the earth.
He's basically, Pete's got symbols going on here. He's king, he's love, he's peace of the earth, he's joy, and he's the ruler of the world. Pete single-handedly has just kind of blown my illustration away. But that's okay. You did well, Pete. And what's Dad? Dad, now you've taught me so much about God in your many years on the earth. Tell me what's going on here.
Well, he wasn't that happy about posing for me.
Yes.
He said, when you do it, you draw somebody like you. And that's what people do when they make their idols and their gods.
Okay, yes.
So he wasn't pleased.
Okay. But he has a big nose? Is this his nose?
Well, I sort of got him when he didn't want me to.
Yeah, okay. So he held up a piece of paper saying, do not draw me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's quite good. All right, give all of our drawers a round of applause. You can go and sit down. You can put your texters on the chairs. That'd probably be the best place for them. Now, these drawings are all, they're all good in their own way, aren't they? The kids have done actually some really good pictures. This, I like this one particularly. Isn't it interesting that when we try and think about words to describe God, that we can think of lots and lots of words? I bet you if I sat down with you and we went through and thought up things about God, I bet you all of you could think of at least 20. And I think probably as grown-ups, we could think of at least 22, because we know lots and lots of things about God. That in some ways is what being a Christian, that's what we become good at. We become good at learning things about God. In fact, I was talking to Andrea a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me that she did a bit of a questionnaire with all the kids in This Way Up, and they said, I know lots of things about God, but I don't really know God. And that's why I got you to draw these pictures. And although, even if you know God really well, I'm not sure that you'd be able to draw a really good picture of him. It was really just an example to show us that although we can know about God lots, it's not always easy to know God. That's a much more difficult thing. Or maybe not more difficult, but something that we as kids find difficult. And I guess as grown-ups, we can all tune out at this point because we're all really good at it, aren't we? We're all really good at knowing God. In fact, I went to Bible college a few years ago. It took me a long time to finish. And I reckon I came out at the end of Bible college knowing lots more about God, but I don't think I knew God anymore. And I thought that was a bit sad. And I got to thinking about this, and I was thinking about, now most of you will know who I'm talking about here. There's a footballer. He's probably the greatest footballer we've ever seen. I'm Nathan Buckley, and you'll all agree with me. Now, I know lots of things about Nathan Buckley. Do you know I go, when the footy's on, I go and watch Nathan Buckley play as often as I can. Sometimes I go and I take my binoculars and all I do is watch Nathan Buckley. I like him that much. But do you know, I might know lots of things about Nathan Buckley, the footballer, but I don't know him. In fact, I was at a sporting event at the MCG. It wasn't the footy one time. And I was walking along after I'd come out, and Nathan Buckley was in front of me. And he was walking along, and I was walking along, and I was so excited because, you know, I'd seen him from afar, but I'd never seen him up close. And I went, "Hey, Bucks," because that's his nickname, you see. His nickname's Bucks, and I was a bit happy. "Hey, Bucks," and you know, he must have thought my voice sounded like someone that he knew. I could tell by the way he turned around that he expected to see someone that he knew, because he went like this. He went. That's what he did, because he didn't know me, and that became all too clear when he turned around and he kind of went, "Hey," and walked off. I felt so good because he said hello to me. But I knew lots about Nathan Buckley, but I didn't know him. And I think that's a problem that we all have with God sometimes. We know lots of things about him. We come to church, we listen to people preaching or talking, we you know. Does anyone like do Bible stories in their bed or at the table after dinner or anything like that? Does anyone do that? No. You do. Well done. Well done. So what we're going to do today, the reason we're going to break the talking up into three sections. This is the first section. Okay, but when we come back after the break, we're going to look at ways not just to know about God, but to get to know God. All right? So that's what we're going to do. So you can go back to your seats now, but I definitely need you back after because we're going to have some fun. All right? Okay. If the kids want to come up, I've got quite a few here, but if you want to come up again, you're welcome. If you don't want to, you can stay where you are. You. All right. I actually, while we were on break, I was thinking about what we were talking before, and as I was thinking, I started to get a bit hungry. So I've just changed things a little bit, and we're going to do some cooking first, and then we'll get back to talking later. Okay? And I thought we'd make a cake. Does anyone have a favourite type of cake? Chocolate cake, good answer. And the one I was looking for. What's your favourite? Banana. We're not doing that one this morning. Yeah? Chocolate mud cake. Chocolate cake. Not sure. You guys? Strawberry? Chocolate. Okay, you want a shot? Strawberry cake. Okay, one more. Strawberry's pretty popular. Banana got a mention. I have to tell you right now that I hate bananas. I think bananas only appeared during the fall. But it seems like chocolate's the way to go. So do you want to make a chocolate cake?
Yeah.
All right. That's the one I wanted to make. All right, so let's make a chocolate cake. All right. Now, you can come in. You can come in if you want. All right. This is what we're going to do. Let's make a chocolate cake. Now, I know that when you make a chocolate cake, you better be careful here, that you need some eggs. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is eggs right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some eggs. All right. Let's do eggs. Oh, be careful. One more. All right. What else goes in chocolate cake? Does anyone know?
Flour.
Okay, flour. Okay, you got to move back a bit. Okay? Just give me some room because I'm quite an experienced chef here. I'm bringing everything this morning. I got some flowers. All right. Now, let's get them. Yeah, flowers. Okay, let's get some flowers. I bought flowers. I'm a good cook. Okay, let's give it a stir. What else goes in chocolate cake?
Chocolate,
I know. I also bought chocolate. I've got chocolate topping. It's my favourite chocolate topping. So we're going to put some in there. All right. Anyone else know? No one else? Well, I know you need some milk. Is milk right?
Yeah.
So I like chocolate. We're having a chocolate cake, so we got some chocolate milk. We're going to put chocolate milk in here. This is going to be the best cake of all time.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Does anyone else have any idea what goes? Well, what's cocoa?
Cocoa,
don't be silly. All right. I reckon, you know, my favourite time to eat cake is when it comes out of the oven and it's hot. You know how when it's just been cooked and it's hot? Isn't that the best time to eat cake? That's what I thought. So what we're going to do is we're going to add some chilli to make it hot. Yeah! Because that'll make it hot when it comes out of the oven. All right. Now, what goes on top of cake?
Icing.
It's the best part, yeah?
Icing.
So I bought some ice. I put some ice in this morning. So we're going to put the... Where'd my ice go? Who stole my ice? Who put water in here? All right, well, we'll put it in anyway.
The ice.
Okay. Chocolate cake. All right, now let me have this. We're going to give it a good stir. Who reckons, like me, that this is going to be the best chocolate cake ever? Oh, yeah. The best chocolate. All right. Now, I couldn't bring an oven. All right. So I bought something that looks like an oven, which is a cardboard box. Okay, so let's move out the way. All right, move out the way. What we're going to do is we're going to put it in here.
What are we
going to do? All right, hang on. Let's put it in there, close the lid. All right, now, we need to make it hot, so everyone blow on it. 1, 2, 3. Okay, stop. I think that's perfect. I think this is going to be the best cake of all time. Oh boy. Oh boy. Does anyone know what I did wrong?
Yes.
What did I do wrong?
You put flowers.
You said to put flowers in.
Flour.
What in?
Flour. The flour powder, not flowers.
So I should have ground the flowers into powder.
No.
I don't think you guys know what you're talking about. I think we should get up who I consider to be the finest cook in our church, Liz Watson. Liz, if you could just come up. Liz, come up. Let's get Liz. Because Liz, if anyone's ever tasted Liz's chocolate cake, you will know that you have tasted the best chocolate cake ever. Liz, could you just have a look at my chocolate cake for me? Is it going to work?
I don't know.
Why isn't it going to work?
Well, you know, Ben, common sense will tell you need a recipe.
What's a recipe?
A recipe. You know, it's a book with the method of what to put in it and how.
Oh, so there's like you can buy a book that has a recipe for a chocolate cake.
It tells you the order to do it.
But if I put those in the right order, it would work.
Oh, but you got to have the right amounts as well.
And okay.
You've got to do the right mixing. You've got to do a bit of creaming and a bit of beating and all of that. So yeah. Look, there's no
recipe. So you need a recipe book.
Common sense would tell you that.
Thanks, Liz. Liz, everyone give Liz a round of applause. No! All right, everyone take a seat. So I think I'm understanding what Liz said. She said if we wanted to make a chocolate cake, what would we need? What would be the most important thing I'd need? A recipe out of a recipe book. But the recipe will tell you the right ingredients, right? So it'll tell you how to make the chocolate cake. Hang on. I need one of those lights that just goes on over your head. You know how they do that in the cartoon? Ding. Did you see that? How good was that? Ding. I reckon that's kind of like us with God. If we want to get to know God, we kind of need to read the recipe book. Now, what does anyone have any idea? You're never going to get the link here. What the recipe book might be to get to know God?
No.
The Bible. I've got a Bible here. I thought I had a Bible here. Here's a Bible. So, like, if I want to make a chocolate cake, I got to tell you, if I put that in the oven at home, even if we had a proper oven, I reckon it'd come out pretty nice. You reckon?
No.
No, I think you're right. I think you need a recipe book. And I would say that's exactly the same for us getting to know God. We need to do what?
Read the Bible.
Read the recipe book. God's given us a recipe book, not only on how to live our lives, not only on get to know things about God like we did up on the board, but also to get to know Him. And I will tell you that this is one of the best ways to get to know God. Not just to get to know about God, not to learn that He's big and omnipotent and forgiving and unconditional and all those things, but you'll not only learn about those things, but you'll get to know God if you do what? If you read the Bible. That's revolutionary. How many people read the Bible here? Who reads the Bible?
Me.
Well done. What about grown-ups? How many grown-ups read the Bible? You know, I will stand right now and say I don't read the Bible enough. It's this weird thing that happens with me. When I go to read the Bible, there's something inside me that makes me not want to read it. I think it's going to be boring. I think, oh no, I'd prefer to, you know, go shopping or watch the telly or play PlayStation or all those things. And so it's hard to read sometimes. But when I actually open it, I actually enjoy it. I actually get something out of it and I get to know God better. I will tell you, this is one of the most important ways to get to know God. You've got to read your Bible. It's so important. You read your Bible, don't you? You said before. Really, really important. And it's important for us too. And I think it's important to sometimes be able to say when you come along to church, you know what? I'm not really good at reading my Bible, and to talk to people about that sort of thing. Because I think there's an expectation on us as Christians to say that we're really good at this sort of thing, you know? I'm really good at reading my Bible. If someone gets up in church and says, quiet times are important, we go, oh yeah, we're good at those, we're good at those. Oh, please don't ask me any more questions. Because I know that's what I've done through my whole life is to say I'm good at things that I'm not, because that's what you do as a Christian. And I don't say this to make you feel guilty. We're not meant to feel guilty that we don't read the Bible, but it's such an important thing to do. It's such an important thing to do if we want to get to know God. So, what do you have to do if you want to get to know God? Read the Bible. What do you have to do if you want to make a chocolate cake? Read the recipe book. If you want to get to know God? Bible, cake, Bible, God. Even I got confused. So well done. I think you've learnt your first lesson today in how to get to know God. It might be strange to say you got to read a book to get to know someone, but it's so important. So get yourself a Bible. If you don't have one, say to Mum and Dad, I need a Bible, one that I can understand. You've got two. Well done. That's cool. So get a Bible and read it, or get Mum and Dad to read it to you, which they probably already do, and that's cool. All right, now I think we're going to have some more worship now. Is that right? I'm not quite sure of the structure. And we're going to have one more. We're going to talk one more time, okay? So you can stay there for worship. That'd be cool. Or you can go back and you can come back later. It's up to you guys. But your call. All right, I'm here. So I want to talk to you just a little bit more about another way that we can get to know God rather than just get to know about God. And for that, I know I've got the kids up and down this morning, but I need as many of them that can come forward as possible to come up. Everyone, and come up and stand with me. I want you to stand up here. All right? Ha, 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 ha. All right, as many as that we can. All right, what I'm going to do is I've got some people. That's a dumb place for me to stand. I've got some people that go to this church that have a microphone in this building, and they're going to talk. And what I want you to do is if you recognize the voice, I want you to put up your hand, okay? So we might get the first one.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Who's that? Does anyone know? Who knows that one? Nathan? No, it's someone that goes to this church. It's actually, it's a real person, although the Wiggles are real people. Peter? Laurie? Does anyone else have any other ideas? You've forgotten? No one else knows that one. But Pete, Nathan? Phil? Phil's over here. So it's not him. I've got them hidden. Anyone else? Actually, Peter's right. Peter was correct. How did you know it was Laurie? You what, sorry? How did you know that it was Laurie? Oh, Phil. You've got to love Unky Phil. Isn't Unky Phil just the greatest guy? Thanks, Phil. All right, we're going to get voice number two. Hopefully this one's a bit easier.
Hi, kids. How you going?
Oh, who knows that one? Who knows that one? Oh, I don't know. Do you know? Mal. Good try. What about you, Bethany? It's your mum. How did you know that? How did you know?
Because she is my mum.
She is your mum, of course. Of course. Did anyone else know that it was Cully? Who knew that it was Cully? Everyone knew, just about. All right, we've got one more, and this one should be pretty easy as well.
I'm just glad they asked me to talk and not draw or cook, because talking's the thing I do the best.
Andrea. Who is it?
Andrea?
Anyone else? Anyone? Andrea? How did you know that it was Andrea?
Because she's not here.
Because she's not here. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Now, I'm really pleased that Phil told Pete who the first one was. He's such a great guy. All right, you can sit down. Now, I picked Laurie for a reason, because I knew none of you would know who he was. Thanks, Phil. Now, it's really interesting that the only reason that anyone knew who Laurie was because Phil said. Now, how did you know it was Laurie, Phil? Because he knows his voice. How did Bethany know that it was her mum? Does anyone know? Because she knows her voice. And I think we all knew that it was Andrea, because Andrea just has one of those voices that we all know. Have you ever got to know someone really, really well that when they ring on the phone and they say hello, that you instantly know who it is?
Yes.
Yeah? Is it a friend or is it a best friend? And so when your best friend calls, you just know it's her. She doesn't have to say, what's your name, sorry? What, sorry? Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. It's Glynis. You just know it's Glynis, don't you? I know that's not your best friend's name, but... And you know what? That is also a lot like God. If we want to get to know him, one of the ways that we can get to know him is to get to know his voice. Does that sound strange? Has anyone ever heard God talk? No? Has anyone else ever... Has anyone here ever heard actually God talk, like out loud? I've only met... Natasha has. I've only met one person in my life that said that they actually heard God talk, like a normal person, like I'm talking right now. And I believe him because he's someone that tells the truth. But one of the ways to get to know God is to get to know his voice. Now, the best way to do that, does anyone have any idea the best way to get to know his voice? Pete? Is to pray. Is to talk to him. Now, that sounds really strange, doesn't it? Because God doesn't exactly talk back all that often in a way that, you know, he doesn't ring us on the phone and say, hi, Rebecca, it's God. That would probably be creepy if God called on the phone. But it's one of the things when we get to know God is to spend time praying with him. And I guarantee you that if you spend time praying to God, that you'll get to know his voice. Just like you get to know Andrea's voice because she has a really distinctive voice, or a voice that you all just know because you spend a lot of time with her. Or like Bethany knows her mum's voice because she spends a lot of time with her. It's really important that you spend time talking to God. And I guess that goes back to what I was saying before about the Bible. It's not just important to come to church and say, you know, I'm really good at talking to God. You actually need to do it. And I think a lot of us,
particularly as grown-ups, kids don't know this lesson as well as what we do. It's the pretending lesson. It's the pretending that we're good at things. I know, you know, I come along to church sometimes and pretend to be someone I'm not, pretend to be doing much better than I am, pretend to be talk to God a lot more than what I do. And I think that's something that we all learn as we grow up, is to do the pretending. Talk to God to get to know him. And that can go all sorts of ways, like what Andrew and Marty did with their kids, just to learn the Lord's Prayer. And it's important as grown-ups to pray with your kids like they do, so that they get to know what it means to pray to God. Really, really, really important. Good thing to do. My mum taught me how to pray when I was a little boy. And I don't actually remember it, so I can't claim that. But me and my mum used to roll on the bed and stuff like that, and she'd tickle me. And my prayer was, "Dear God, thank you so much that my mum is such a wicked little woman." I think, you know, that prayer was about my relationship with my mum, but also about the fact that I was comfortable just praying everyday prayers to God. So I think that's a really important thing to do. Hitting me with ribbons. Well done. So, they're my two ideas. Okay, that's enough now. Cool. Thank you. Thank you for hitting me. They're my two lessons. Things to get to know about God are we need to read the Bible and we need to pray to him. Really important that we do those. And really important that we all do them. Such an important thing if we want to get to know God and not just know who God is. So I'm going to pray one more time. Okay, is that all right? Do you want to sit down and not hit me while I'm praying? Is that okay? I'm silly. I know. Always have been. Okay, let's pray. I need you to be quiet now, okay? Need you to be quiet. Dear God, I thank you that you are the sort of God that we can talk to, that you are the sort of God that we can get to know, that we can tell all about all sorts of things, and we can get to know you intimately as our best friend, Lord, so that we will then know your voice. Lord, I pray that you would help us to get to know you, that we would get to know you by reading about you and also by talking to you. Lord, that we can grow a relationship where we don't just know who you are, but we know you as our friends. Lord, I pray that for each one of these kids sitting here, Lord. Lord, that you would develop in them relationships that isn't just head knowledge about who you are, but that you would bless each one of them, that you would grow them to have just a living, vibrant, awesome relationship with you. Fill them up, Lord. Bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's cool. Kneeling's good too. I think I cannot control kids. I'm really good with them, but I can't control them. So I'm just going to have to finish it there and get whacked. I don't know if does someone else want to close up or no. Thank you so much for coming this morning. God bless you. And spend time with God and spend time hitting me. That seems important too. God bless you. See you next week.
Hi, just before we have our time of worship, I believe God gave me a very clear picture last night for the church. And it was just before I was heading off for sleep. And so I asked God to remind me of it and let me know what it meant this morning, if it was really for us. And that happened very clearly. So here it is for you guys to weigh during the week. I believe it's specifically for this church. Now, the picture was, it's not a very familiar Australian picture, because it was a whole bunch of houses all in a straight line. And then at the back of the houses was big, long garden. The first bit of the garden was very beautiful. It was flowers and plants. The second bit of the garden was a long strip, and all of those long strips merged into each other. And they were designed to be the bits of the garden that were for fruit and veg. The bit that gave sustenance. And in these houses, the bits with the flowers were perfect. The bits with the fruit and veg were just dirt. Just dirt. And I asked God what he wanted to say to us through that. And the sense was this, that his intention is that for us individually, we shouldn't just be cultivating flowers, in other words, looking pretty. That our energy shouldn't go into being impressive or image, but it should go into bearing fruit. That's where God wants our energy to go this year. But that also, we have been tending perhaps family and not tending community. So the first bit of the garden is looking more and more beautiful. But the bit that extends out and reaches out to others hasn't had the work on it. And that actually God is calling us as a church to move beyond family to community. With a promise that as we share of what we have and as we share of who we are, all the different fruit, all the different veg in the garden that we begin to nurture will give a balanced diet in our community and a bumper crop that will meet needs beyond our own. So those second bits of the garden are designed to flow together, providing fruit. So God doesn't want you so much to be beautiful on the outside, but beautiful on the inside. And he's not quite so interested in flowers as fruit. I believe that's for us this week. We all weigh it as a leadership and weigh it personally too. And now we got the opportunity to respond in worship too. Thanks.